5 minutes before the hour. 1-800-JOINT-1. Good morning, who's this?
Hey, this is from Florida.
Oh, ouch.
Wow, I knew we'd get that.
Oh, Simple. He got the axe.
You're going to be hanging up all day.
Yeah, she's going to be hanging up all day. You should exercise that finger.
Yeah. Something happened. What y'all
going to be happening all day.
The stews yesterday.
And you know what? And I blame Doug Stewart.
They nailed it.
I blame him. He said, why don't you just lay down and go home? And man.
Why don't y'all just quit? He said the Bulls just need to quit.
And Doug, just for that, I'm gonna bring Bobby Brown on the ship just for your mama.
Doug Stewart said they just need to quit. There's a good team, a young
two games
team
for messing up,
the whole series by winning two games.
Not that funny, Tom.
No, it ain't too many smiles.
It wasn't that funny last night.
No, it wasn't.
95-85.
That was something like that.
You
want to move on?
All right, we can move on.
All right. In moments.
Tom Joyner Morning Show.
All right, Brian, I know you got all the info we need with a news update from Channel 9. What's the deal this morning?
Hi, Tom. Good morning. Appears meteorologist Larry Handley with our forecast.
Hey, Brian, in the weekend, I'm Channel 9's Larry Handley for Mojo 100.3.
All right, thanks, Larry. Bruce, what's the Mojo 100.3 traffic looking like?
Hey, good morning. I'm Bruce Davis with traffic on the new Mojo 100.3.
The new Mojo 100.3 is WMOJ Norwood, Cincinnati.
A Radio 1 station.
Streaming live at www.wmoj.com.
The new Mojo 100.3.
R&B and classic soul.
R&B and classic soul.
To celebrate.
No, I can't play piano, but I can play that.
That intro?
Yep. Don't. Dun-dun-dun. Don't. Dump, and since it's my cruise, I put it in his contract that I'd be allowed
to play that.
It wouldn't be funny if he chose not to do that song based upon what you put in his contract.
Yeah, you can play that, but guess what? We ain't playing that.
We're taking Joy and Pain
out of the repertoire. We ain't playing that. You ain't got it in there. We got to play it. You just said, if we play it, you got
That's
to play.
That's right.
So we got enough songs. We ain't playing that.
Frankie not going to do me like that.
No, he wouldn't do you, but that would be funny.
We'll replace that with a 20-minute version of Southern Girl.
Did you see what R. Kelly said in a magazine? He's going to trial today, right?
It's not to trial. He's going to...
court hearing.
To court, but not
to find
to trial.
Out if he's going to be held over for court.
Right. It's not, the trial has not begun, but it's just another procedural hearing. But in an interview that he did, he got a little,
full of himself.
Yeah, they call
he
it,
was real full.
You know, they call it the big head. And so they said that he did an interview with a hip-hop magazine, Soul. And he said that my greatest competition is, my greatest competition is, well, me. I'm the Ali of today. I'm the Marvin Gaye of today. I'm the Bob Marley of today. And then this is where it gets...
We got full.
The Martin Luther King of all the other greats that have come before us. And a lot of people are starting to realize that now.
Kelly, wake up. Wake up.
And nobody was sitting there.
He went too far when he said Martin Luther King.
He went too far.
I'm the Martin Luther King or all the other greats that have come before us.
So, Regina Daniels, his publicist, you know, Regina?
Yes, of course.
Of George and Regina
Daniels.
She came back with a statement yesterday and said that he doesn't think he's Martin Luther King.
Right.
He's comparing the fact that he is a prolific songwriter of his time. And now it's turned into something else.
She should have told him to say that before he left the house.
And get it out.
Because he said that before.
Yeah.
He has said this before.
Now, he is a bad dude.
He is.
I mean, he is.
But not Martin Luther King bad.
No, nowhere near he's Martin Luther King.
And he's not Ali bad.
No, he isn't.
I'd give him Ali bad in the music ring.
I'm not going to give him Ali.
Can't give him that.
No, I can't. I can't give him the champ
either.
He'd have my Ali.
Y'all keep going.
Speaking of Dr. King, when is Yolanda King's funeral?
The 24th. May 24th, next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
That's next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
You mean to tell me everybody can't get to the funeral in time?
This is going to be a huge funeral.
Yes. Well, I know it is.
Yeah.
Yolanda King's funeral won't be until next Thursday.
Well, I mean, that's not unusual for us.
For black people, yeah. When the wind's forward.
I don't know.
They're about done. They probably finished that, huh?